Hey everyone, Economic Ninja here. I just received a phone call about what is happening in the silver price and what is going to happen here in the near future. I want to go over that phone call. I actually asked the person that was sending me the call about a warning in the drop of silver price to go ahead and make a video for you. And I'm going to show that video in a second. I want to share the screen first and show you what's going on and what we can do about it, how we can take advantage of this. So this is CNBC right now. As you can see, silver price down a 4.25%. You guys know that I like to purchase silver on weakness, and I just made a purchase. A 4 over 4% day is a good day, to be able to be picking it up. So I picked up some physical bullion to store away in the vaults. But this call that I received looks like it can go a lot lower. And so we're going to share that. But first, I want to share this story. This is out of FXStreet.com. Silver price slides further below $28. It's the lowest since May 9th. However, on the year since January, I believe we're still up 15%. Says silver remains under heavy selling pressure for the second straight day on Thursday and dives to its lowest level since May 9th around the 2780 region during the Asian session. It's going to get better than that. I'll share with you that video. From a technical perspective, it says here a sustained breakdown through the 28 to 65 to 2855 horizontal support, which coincides with the 100-day simple moving average, could be seen as a fresh trigger for bearish traders. Moreover, oscillators on the daily chart have been gaining negative traction and suggest that the path of least resistance for silver to USD is to the downside. It says here on the flip side, though, any meaningful recovery attempt now seems to confront stiff resistance around the 2855, 2865 region. Now, I'm going to share with you this video, and mind you, the person on the video doesn't take anything in life serious. And I can say that from absolute experience. And the price quoted is the price of SLV, which when compared to the spot price of silver is lower. If you'll see right here, as of just live, we're looking at $28.04 on the spot. And if you jump in here real quick, let's go SLV price right now live. You can see 28.04 compared to the SLV price is 25.47. Okay. So a different price. So when you see this person giving you the information of the trade opportunity, you have to look at right now what he's going to be showing in the chart is 25.47. Again, I wouldn't take a lot of what this guy says serious, but except when he comes to charting, he's pretty darn good. All right. And he's a good friend of mine. So without further ado, you're going to see why I give you this little buildup right here. I'm taking this serious. All right. Here we go.
Well, as per our conversation, Ninja, this is silver, and my hair, which is it's quite better than yours, is blocking the chart. So I'm just gonna disappear here, make myself a real ninja. But all right, guys, so check this out on silver. And my apologies if Ninja is holding up a ghetto cell phone. Anywho, here we go. It's silver. I've been this since. And tell me next, Ninja. If it breaks this is where you put in a short. That means you make money going down. Now, how much money? Well, that just depends on if you know how to trade options. I just made 332%. But anywho, back to silver. You are in what's called a megaphone pattern. No big deal. Also, I dump my bags here at four. So that's where I swing. Now, listen. There's going to be a swing. So for those of you that are like, shoot, I want to make money on this. Okay, it's gonna get a beat down. Okay, that you're currently experiencing. Let me turn on a couple indicators. I'm going to show you where the bounce is going to be. I know, shocker. I can actually tell you where it's going to bounce right there, on that green thing. That's called I call it my trampoline. Also, let's not just draw random blue lines on my screen. Let me zoom in here for so you guys can see it. No, I don't want to measure. I want to zoom. I'm going to zoom in. So here we go.
Hurry up, Johnny.
All right. So looking at this, let me move that here. Let me turn off my my line. I'm moving to candles so I can show you what happened, what's going on. It's all gray. It's boring. I know. So I'm going to make it look pretty. Okay, so I'm going to turn on my Bravo kit. It tells me exactly what's going to happen, where it's going to go. Right here, whale came on, purple. It's like a rubber band getting expanded. It's going to pull back, and you're going to make money going down. 7, 8, 9. Well, this is where Bravo made money going down. 7, 8, 9, right here. This is it. Whale comes on. You're going to make money going down. Do you have any whale? Do you have anything? No. You currently do not. You had purple pull back. It's going to have a beat down. It's probably going to bounce at, if I had to guess, 2483. You're going to find a bounce off of that. You're going to take that swing trade up. It's going to do something like, oh, this blue line, this is my Bravo 9. All right, one candle. You want one candle above the 9, put in a buy, and make digits go higher. If they're an option, make digits go really high. But anywho, back to my best friend, whom my hair is better. It's better.
If you only knew how much that dude spent on his hair, time and money, you wouldn't take him serious either. But hey, honestly, we are good friends, very good friends, and I do take his charting very serious. He's got great skill. Now, mind you, when he's talking about the price, SLV, he's saying that it could possibly bounce off of the mid-24 price, which would be about another 60, 70 cents lower from here. So I layer my trades in. I went and just locked in a trade. Right now, I'm going to be also layering in some more trades to the downside. Again, I personally like to buy everything on weakness when I understand the fundamentals. And hopefully, you're doing the same. Hope you got something out of this. Thank you, Jay Bravo, for sharing that information with us. Always appreciate the sarcasm. With that being said, everyone, the Economic Ninja is out.